you can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hi, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger, and I'm here with my handsome co-host, Eric Stocklin.
Okay. Yay. Yeah. You introduced me for the first time ever. That was really nice. Colleen, you look the same, but you sound different.
I have a confession to make for the listeners out there.
Okay.
This isn't my actual voice.
It's not?
Shocking. I know.
I'm shocked.
It may be hard to believe, but it's actually just a voice effect on TikTok. I have to use it because I'm on vocal rest.
Oh, yeah, you're on vocal rest. Yeah.
I would like to tell you who needs to relax this week.
Just gonna go right
want to know what it is.
Okay. Yes, I would love to know what your relax is.
There are nodes on my vocal cords. There are nodes on my vocal cords.
The nodes on my vocal cords, they need to relax. The nodes on my vocal cords, they need to relax.
I like that. That's good. I thought there was just one. Is there more than one? There's just the one. We went to... what? You have... you can tell me. Okay, yeah.
I went to any... N-T.
Yes.
Because I lost my voice and I just wanted to make sure it wasn't vocal nodules. And so they shoved a camera down my throat.
I saw that.
And they found a small nodule on one side of my vocal cords. Now I am on strict vocal rest. So this is the only way I can communicate.
I'm really devastated about it. I know it will heal and I will be okay. But nodes are very scary for singers. My whole life I was warned by teachers that if I ever got nodes, it could ruin my singing career. So yeah, I'm pretty sad.
Oh, no. We're laughing at it. Who's sad? I shouldn't be laughing. I don't know if there's more or like when I should talk. No, there's not that much more. Yeah, it was really bizarre, sad, crazy news that we got the other day at the doctor for you. And so it seems almost impossible to do what you do for work and as a parent while being on a strict vocal rest, but we are doing, and you're doing everything you can so that we can still kind of talk to each other and live our lives and parent our children. Well, without you speaking. And I feel like at the end of this, we'll be the best couple at charades at any game night party we will ever not be invited to. We will win charades. She's holding up a finger. That means she's typing something. We've established the signal for her.
So Eric, who do you think needs to relax?
Okay.
So Eric, who do you think needs to relax?
Who do I need? Who I think needs to relax. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. It really sucks. And it's kind of very confusing as we're like 2 days into this, figuring out how to kind of make it all work. But here we are trying. You're just going to do fart noises? I liked all the different voices when you were showing me in the car, all the different voices saying, "Hi, I'm Colleen Ballinger. Welcome to Relax." Yeah. Okay. Who I think needs to relax is, I'm going to go off nodes conversation for this, talking about something else. And I wondered if you were a tap or insertion person when it came to credit cards. Are you tap or insertion?
Tap.
You tap? I would not think that you were a tapper at all, actually. I think you would be a good old fashioned insert. Not at all would I ever guess.
Wait, why did I say that? It was a lie. I'm an insert.
Why are you constantly lying on this podcast now? I feel like the question is always posed. You can insert or you can just tap it there. But the tap.
I always insert.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's great. The tap geography never makes sense to me because it's just kind of like a loose based system to whereas like just generally like take your credit card and like tap it, gently tap it, or sometimes you have to like lay it on there. I feel like it's more complicated. I feel like this has made paying for things with a credit or debit card harder for us. I don't see how it's made it easier. There are some of those things where it clearly says tap and tap here, and it doesn't work. Like, and they'll generally say to you, oh, just insert it. I'm like, well, yeah, well, then take away the tap thing. Why are we doing this? Why are we making our lives more complicated, again, with technology? There are some where it's like, it says tap, but it doesn't tell you where, and that's just this little square screen that's like the exact size of a credit card. So you have to like kind of like lay the credit card on the screen, like flat, and then it's hard to like peel it back off. And it's just kind of like gross to me, and I would just rather insert my credit card.
I agree. Can you please elaborate?
Elaborate further?
Hey, Eric, would you like to tell the listeners more about this?
Are these just key phrases that you've made? And they're just to make me talk more?
Yeah.
Oh, no. like any specific tap stories that I have?
Yes.
The only instance of when I like it was when there's no one around to watch me tap it. You know what I mean? Like as like at a gas pump. I like when gas pumps are like, just tap it. Because then like it works really fast. I'm like, oh, I see the benefit of this. But when it's like a person with an iPad and a weird little thing like that, you know, that they bought on Amazon for their business, to whereas you just like whatever, like I find that the tap never works. And it's not really indicating. Can we just have a clear marker of where to tap? Because it seems to be a specific thing, to whereas like, and it doesn't seem to be like firm. To whereas if I'm inserting, I'm going in there, and then there's kind of like a click, and you know.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. And then it, like, you know it's working when you're in there.
Tell me more.
When you're in there, when you're inserted, you know it's working. But when you're just tapping, it's like you don't know if it's working. Like there's not even a beep. There's no signals here.
I actually don't think I've ever tapped on my life. I only insert.
I would have guessed that you would have never tapped. Do your credit cards have the little tap symbol? Do you even know what that is?
Yes. Yes.
So yes, they do. And yes, you know what it is, but you've never done it. I challenge you.
No.
Oh my God. I can't. This is amazing. And so sad.
I agree.
You're ivory? You breathe?
I agree.
Oh, you agree.
I agree.
Now, you were saying before that you thought that we couldn't do an entire podcast like this, that it would only last like a segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'd have to figure something else out. You're like a really good like improv DJ right now. Yeah, you'd be total poop. I love how the person having the most fun is you. I love you. I'm sorry you got a note.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell the listeners more about this?
About the tap thing or me loving you? Yeah, I can tell them more about that. I love you so much. I'm sure you were so scared of getting notes, and now you got one. And we're going to figure it out, and everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And I love you, and I got your back, and the kids love you. We're going to figure it out. I'm crying. Glad you got a 7-second fart cue lined up. Is someone listening to this at work? Is someone listening to this on a hike by themselves and they just needed some noise so they didn't think too much on their hike? That's generally when I listen to podcasts. Or in their car. They're running errands. And it's just Colleen Bellinger playing fart noises on a... where did you find this program? You can't answer me because... She immediately started looking for apps and things.
I made all these sound cues while putting the babies to sleep.
Aw, what a sweet moment. I love that.
I made all these sound cues.
Yeah, tell me more about that. This, you know what this reminds me of is my favorite childhood Ernest movie, which was Ernest Goes to Camp. And there was a part...
Tell me more.
I can tell you more. There's this part in that movie where like the kids that are kind of bullied fight back, and they have this loudspeaker and they play lots of random sound effects to like annoy or distract like the bully camp counselors. So I feel like that. I feel like I'm the guy who's like in Ernest Goes to Camp who was bullied by you. But I guess that, that metaphor doesn't make sense. Did anyone else watch? Did you ever see Ernest Goes to Camp, Colleen Ballinger?
Yes.
You did see Ernest Goes to Camp. Is it your favorite Ernest movie? Yes. No. What?
No.
If you had, in the Ernest canon, if you had to pick a movie, and there are so many greats, I don't think there's a single miss. There's Ernest Scared Stupid, Ernest Goes to Camp, as I said. That's kind of the, I'm sure there's a Christmas one. It's kind of the only Ernest movies I can think of.
I don't remember the names of them all. I think I watched the TV show. Was there a TV show?
There was a TV show. Yeah, it was great.
I don't have a favorite. I just remember he always put his hand on his head.
He did do that. He did do that head hand, kind of like a spider thing. And he had the outfit too, the denim.
The bad guy.
The bad guy. There was a bad guy that did that? With his hand like that? Was it bad Ernest? Oh, Ernest, because Ernest goes to jail. There was like, he would always, like, what a phenomenal actor and entertainer. You know what I mean? Because he would also play like the bad guy in it, where it was like a kind of twin scenario. And then he's like put Ernest in jail and he escaped, even though he was bad Ernest. I see a lot of Ernest in you as Miranda. I feel like.
I disagree.
Oh, okay. So Ernest wasn't a big influence on Miranda and her and like the kind of
no
comedy you do there. No,
no,
no. Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like for some reason, I feel like you wouldn't be allowed to watch Ernest when you were a kid. But you're saying you were.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Well, I think we, and by we, I mean, I should say thank you to our first sponsor. So.
I agree.
Yeah. That was, yeah. Sounds, now I understand. Now I understand. Are you going to carry this around for the next 2 months?
No.
Because for us, we can just smile or nod, yes or no. I miss talking to you. This is kind of like when we got to talk.
I agree.
Kind of freaking out a bit.
I agree.
My brain's like, I'm still kind of like in shock that like this is how we're going to do it. In this and as a family for the next couple of months. I don't know how to podcast without you. This is really bad.
I agree.
Yeah. I love you. All right. Well, let's say thanks to our first sponsor. Stamps.com. Stamps.com. You know them. You love them. We love them. There's a lot of mail going in and out of this house. I mean, every day I am checking that mailbox and I'm excited to check that mailbox. And I'm excited to, because when I'm checking it, I put stuff in it and I put, you know, like the red thing that goes up on the side. I'm so glad that that's a thing because I don't like going to the post office. And when you have stamps.com, you're not. When every person, moment, and penny counts in your business, you can't afford to take any of them for granted. Stamps.com gets it because for the last 25 years, they've been helping businesses like yours save time and money so you can focus on your business. Knowing Stamps.com has all your postage needs covered with premium discounts and great rates. A post office in your office. How about that? With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. People are putting things in their shopping carts, and then Stamps.com has it on the dashboard. You just send it off. Running a business, it's not cheap. especially when it comes to fulfilling orders for your customers. Luckily, Stamps.com has a huge carrier discount, up to 84% off UPS and USPS rates. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping options. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. 25 years? Stamps.com has really been around for 25 years? Has there been internet for 25 years? That's crazy. They're established. This is an established bedrock of the internet company. They've been around since the beginning. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Who wants to leave their house to go to the post office? Not me. Not at all. Sign up with promo code RELAX for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code RELAX. Get a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale at https dot, those two dots over each other, / www.stamps.com/relax. I don't know why I read the beginning of like the URL. Is that what they're called? The HTTPS? Why HTTPS? What does that even mean? I don't know. Stamps.com. Okay, we are back. And if you're just listening, Colleen Ballinger is here with me in the studio. But as we've established, she is on very intense vocal rest, so she won't be talking. But she's here. She's right here with me. If you're just listening, it's the same day. We're wearing the same clothes as we were in the previous segment. And since Colleen can't talk, I wondered, I'm trying to figure out how to turn. At one point, we had a phone. So I'm trying to now see if, we haven't used in months. So I'm going to try and turn this phone back on. I'm going to pay the bill for it because I've also forgotten to do that, which probably isn't good for my credit score. And I'm trying to charge it to turn it back on, but it's taking forever to turn back on, and then we'll see if anybody listening has any relaxes. All right, so I got the phone back on. Again, Colleen is here, but she won't be able to talk to you, but I can. How exciting for you! Hi.
Oh, hi!
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm Eric. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Eva.
Eva?
Yeah.
That's a pretty name. Thanks for calling. I'm having a hard time this week because Colleen can't speak. She's on vocal rest for a nodule on her vocal cord. So she can't speak, so I have no one to talk to. So I'm so happy you called. Do you have someone who needs to relax this week?
Yeah, actually, I started to have sore throat today. So what needs to relax is my sore throat.
So many sore throats these days. I've had a sore throat. Yeah.
It's already like my 100th time getting sick like this year.
I feel the same way. I wonder why that is. I mean, I'm not a doctor. Are you a doctor?
No.
But yeah, I feel like everyone in our family has kind of been sick since Halloween. It feels like perpetual sickness.
I work for San Diego Gas and Electric.
Oh, cool. Do you like San Diego?
Yeah. Living here all my life, basically.
It's such a beautiful place. Colleen's here, but she can't speak. She hears you. Well, thanks for calling. I'm obviously not as comfortable doing this kind of stuff as she is, but we got to get through it. We got to get through this. And help her out. But yeah, sore throats, man. Relax, they're not good.
Oh, thank you so much for answering.
Yeah, I'm so happy I got to talk to you, and thanks so much for calling.
All right,
have a great night or day. Okay, bye. I don't know if this is gonna work. How am I gonna do this for 3 segments? I don't know. Oh, I have no idea how this is gonna work. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this? Yeah, it's Eric. Hi. Who's this?
This is Isabella.
Hi, Isabella. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Yeah, so Colleen is on vocal rest. Did you know that?
I did. I saw her upload earlier.
Yeah. So she can't talk. I know. I'm so sorry for her too. And so she can't talk.
She's just there like miming?
Yeah, she's right next to me. She can't talk. Yeah. She's miming. Oh, that's so sweet of you. But we're having an issue because we have, you know, this podcast that we have to do. I'm so good at talking, especially, yeah, so good at it, especially by myself. I'm really comfortable with this whole thing. So, so we're trying to figure out how to do it, and we're kind of just tricking you into helping me with this job.
Oh my God, I will gladly help.
Who needs to relax this week, Isabella?
I think tree pollen needs to relax.
Tree pollen.
I don't know if allergies are as bad where you guys are.
Uh huh.
But I live in the Midwest.
Okay.
The tree pollen is like skyrocketed this week.
Really? I guess because it's spring, right?
Yeah, but it's like especially bad right now. It's really windy where I live, but specifically,
I'm
in an office, and so there's like cubicles everywhere, and all day I just hear people sneezing constantly.
Yeah.
You feel like I need to go home. And then I had a computer problem, so this IT guy came and worked on my computer.
Okay.
What does he do? He's like sneezing all over my computer.
Oh no.
I gotta go.
It's not as bad here. No, I mean, I grew up on the East Coast and I remember it being a thing. It never really affected me like too much. But I know, but Colleen gets like horrible allergies. What is tree pollen? What is this? Is it to fertilize the seeds? What is the pollen doing?
I think so. I do have a degree in wildlife biology, so I did study trees.
Okay. So you studied that, but now you work in a cubicle.
Oh yeah, unfortunately.
Why unfortunately? I feel like I've always kind of been, so I've never worked in like a proper office, like, and there's so much like obviously The Office and TV shows and everything like where they show that kind of cubicle office workplace kind of life. And I've never had that. I've always kind of been like jealous of that or envious, like wanted that experience of like people in the office and office holiday parties. It's like everyone's just like a total character.
Yes, definitely.
And do you... But you don't love it?
I do. I mean, I just wish I had an actual office sometimes because I overhear people talking and there's this one guy, we'll call him Steven.
Ugh, Steven.
And you know how the AirPods have that function where you can like hold it down and it's like noise canceling?
Yeah.
So Steven, part of his job is to make these phone calls to certain people constantly. So anytime I hear him get on a phone call, I turn on my Steven blockers right away.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Noise canceling my Steven blockers. So those come in handy.
So your Steven blockers.
But, I mean, I work for the government, so it's a good job. I have good benefits, and I like it. Definitely office vibes.
The noise canceling feature, do you only use it for Steven? Because I find it kind of distressing when because I have, like, AirPods that do that. That like if I lose my regular ones, I have to use, and like it's kind of weird to me that I can only hear what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
It stresses me out. Well, I'm glad someone went through the trouble of inventing that very intense seeming technology, so you don't have to hear him. Well, yes, tree pollen. We're gonna figure you out, tree pollen, and you should relax because
tree pollen should relax.
It's spring. No, and we can finally go outside. You know. It's finally nicer weather, and then we got to deal with all this spring. Isabella, thank you so much for calling and helping me. This is really stressful. And Colleen is like sign languaging, thank you. And oh, she just drew a heart with her fingers. And of course, yeah, thanks for calling. Yeah, I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye, Colleen.
Well, this is going great. Okay, maybe I'll read some text messages now. Hey, guys, my name is Kenna. Hi, Kenna. I am 22. I've been watching Colleen since I was 14. My relax for the week is the fact that women's bathrooms always have less stalls than men's do in public bathrooms. Is that true? Everywhere you go, there was always a line at the girls' bathroom. I guess that's can be kind of true, but never at the men's. They have like two or three stalls and like five urinals. That's not true. That's not true, Kenna. So she's told, she says. She's never seen it, so she's told. And women typically only have one to three stalls. After looking it up on Google, it's because the internet knows because the internet knows everything. On average, women have 20 to 30% less toilets than men's bathrooms do. You didn't source that. So who told you that? Maybe it's really stupid, but that's my relax. It's not stupid at all. And thanks so much for texting that. There are probably more lines for women's, but I think they have more stalls because men's will have like one stall and like two. Typically, it's one stall and two urinals. And I didn't Google that. It's just been my personal life experience. Women's bathrooms, I don't really know much about women's bathrooms at all, but they always seem like much, much nicer and well-kept. But I guess, yeah, I guess you don't have a version of a urinal for you. So it would just be stalls. And, you know, functionally, I'm not an architect or an interior designer, but like functionally, it's harder. I think it takes more space to put a stall than a urinal. So I guess we have more people, but I think we're more, I think it also has to do with we're more efficient. Yeah, it's like an efficiency issue. We're in and out of there generally quicker, I think. I don't know. Are women in the bathroom longer? That feels like a stereotypical thing to say. But I'm sorry that it seems to me like that you're having a hard time getting in and out of the bathroom in public. And that's that doesn't sound fun at all. So, yes, I you know what? Let's do it. Bathrooms, public bathrooms, women's ones need to relax. Thank you, Kenna, for that text. This next text message is from Anonymous. You know who needs to relax this week? Paying for a meal as a huge group. It's always so complicated and everyone overpays and it still doesn't seem to cover the entire bill. Also, the fact that some people bring cash and some people bring a card and tip and someone doesn't have enough cash and they don't contribute to the tip every time. And then someone else has to spot them and then ends up paying like two times the amount as they should. And they have going out with a big group and then, you know, paying at the end is horrible. And so what I would suggest to you, Anonymous, is if you have children, you never have to go out to eat at a restaurant ever again because no one will ever invite you, especially large groups. They will not want you there with their kids at all. I don't really have, I do think this needs to relax as well. I don't have like a way to solve it. I guess that people have like, there's like apps and stuff. But that seems worse to me. Like, I hate that saying like, oh, I'll just Venmo you. I'll just Venmo you. Cause I feel like that doesn't, is everybody who says that actually then Venmoing that person? And are they doing the right amount? So inevitably someone has to pay it, but you know, maybe that's helping them get a better, credit score. So maybe if you have like friends that you trust, go out to dinner with them and then you say, I'll put it on my credit card. And then have them all Venmo you. And that way you will get a really good, you know, your credit rating will go up. And then you can use that good credit rating to put a down payment on, you know, something awesome that you need and love. And this is great podcasting. Hello, says this person. Please come to Michigan. They don't leave their name, but they want to go to Michigan. They're from Detroitish. I love Detroitish area. I'm a huge Detroit Lions fan, randomly. I was a huge Barry Sanders fan as a kid. And so it just made me fall in love with that sports franchise. And I've been miserable ever since, every football season. Anyways, they say bugs need to relax. I love summertime, but that means mosquitoes. Bugs do not need to relax. I'm sorry. But without bugs, what would me and Flynn talk about besides trucks and life and every thing else that he asked about, which is literally everything. But a lot of what we do talk about is bugs. And a lot of what we do is share a passion for flipping over things in the woods in the hopes that there will be bug or bugs under them. And I just find that fascination. It's so broad. Like so many people love that or do that or did that when they were kids. And I think a lot of bugs serve a purpose. Of course, Colleen would agree with you. She's sitting right next to me, by the way. Colleen would agree with you that bugs are the worst, and she hates bugs, and blah, blah, blah. Bugs are terrible. But, you know, I always argue that they serve some sort of purpose, unless they're, you know, parasitic or just, you know, not serving a purpose. But yeah, bugs, but I don't like the slimy ones. I don't like the slimy ones. Flynn has no bones about picking up a slug or a snail or a worm. And then he insists that I also hold it and experience that. And I'm not super into that, but I'll do it. I'll still hold a slimy slug. Then we got to wash our hands. That's what I always say. Wash your hands, guys. And bugs, if you say so. You guys are the absolute best. Thank you so much for calling. Well, let's say thanks to our next sponsor. But thank you guys so much. I love this.
Oh, my God. It's finally spring. It is finally spring. The sun is coming out. It has stopped raining in California, which is weird to say. It was raining for 4 months. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The spring air is warm, which means sweat is upon us. Thankfully, Lumi deodorant is here to keep us smelling nice and when we need it most, because that's right. Now we're starting to sweat again, guys. I'm talking pits, privates, and beyond. Let's face it, our underarms aren't the only place where we odor, pronounced odor. With best-selling scents like lavender, sage, clean tangerine, fresh alpine, you'll smell better than ever. They also just launched new scents like mint cucumber. That sounds like a classic to me. And soft powder. Sign me up for soft powder, guys. I feel like that'd be a good deodorant scent. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who discovered and proved in clinical testing that the vagina is not to blame for day-to-day odor below the belt. So she developed Lumi, a uniquely formulated pH-balanced deodorant. It's aluminum-free, that's important, skin-safe, and clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. So, I mean, that's been clinically proven. You can put this on and not do anything about it for 3 days, and you'd be good. Let me be honest. Lumi sent us a box. They sent us a box with a few of their products in there. And I know maybe they had a target audience. I used it. I tried it. And it's great. And it's pretty good. And it's aluminum free. And I'm always like in between deodorants. I'm always like going back and forth and not finding the right one. And Colleen will tell me I stink. All right. But when she's like, oh, you smell good. Like I'm like, oh, this is a keeper. And guess what? She didn't know it, but I had put on Lumi. She was like, you smell good today. So now I'm wearing it every day. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like, you know, a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer to our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code Colleen. That equates to up to 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi deodorant and use the code Colleen. That's right. As a special offer for you, a listener, because you're listening, because you're hearing me right now talk about Lumi deodorant. New customers get $5 off the Lumi starter pack with code
Colleen
at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code
Colleen.
Lumi, L-U-M-E, rhymes with gloomy.
Hello.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I just missed your call.
No.
Hi. Who's this?
Oh, I'm Heather.
Hi, Heather. Hi, Heather. Thanks for calling. It's Eric here with Colleen, but Colleen can't talk. I don't know if you heard. Well, she's on vocal rest. Because of a issue with her vocal cords, so she literally can't speak at all for we don't know how long, which makes doing this podcast really hard because I'm not that great as talking as she is, obviously. Yeah, in high school, I had a girlfriend named Heather, and then we went to different colleges, but we swore we'd be together forever. And I went to drop her off at her college, and we stopped at a tattoo place, and I got an H on my ankle. And she got an E on her ankle, and then we broke up 2 weeks later.
Oh,
I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I have an H on my ankle that stands for for Heather. And that's your name.
Well, that stands for me, I guess.
Yeah. Who needs to relax this week?
Job interviews need to relax.
Job interviews. Are they really stressed? Like, what kind of jobs?
Well, minimum wage is not a job for me because I'm only 22. I'm in college.
Okay.
But, like, I know real job interviews are coming up, and I'm not ready for that. But I just interviewed at a marketing table today, and I got the job. But, like, I'm sick of...
You got the job.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yay. Congrats. At American Eagle?
Yeah, unfortunately. Still doing minimum wage.
That's cool. I feel like they have, like, better clothes now than they did when I was a little mall rat.
Mm-hmm. They do. I like their sense of style on there. It's cool.
That's
like,
cool.
Being able to, like, sell myself and be like, you should hire me because of this. It's, like, too much for me. Like, girl, I don't know. Like, honestly, you shouldn't hire me, but here we are.
It's interesting because, like, I haven't, my job interviews have, like, if for the last decade have been, like, the audition process, you know, like, which I find very, like, terrifying and stressful and hate it so much. But, like, I remember doing job interviews, like, for restaurants, and I did a lot of retail. I worked at Urban Outfitters for a long time. Yeah. When I was your age, but yeah, it's funny. It's like, it's the people would, yeah, to be just as kind of like, anxious or terrified for a job, you know, a regular job interview as you would like an audition for a TV show. I imagine it feels kind of similar. Were you like, you were like super stressed?
I mean, yes and no, because I have a lot of memories of now. So it's like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm experienced with that, but it's just so awkward because you're just like staring at you expecting you to say something like great, and I'm just like, I feel so awkward.
Yeah, well,
staying in the situation.
I feel like they must know that it's awkward, right? And expect a little bit of awkwardness because it's an awkward situation. Where are you doing this job interview? Like at the store? Or do they like...
They took me in a scary bathroom that like was really empty and it was scary. And like you would think they think like, oh, I should do like a conversation filler right now, but then they just stare at you expecting you to speak. And it's like,
yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing.
I also worked in a Hollister.
And they
would do the job interview. The job interview was in the food court. And then that store, I don't know about American Eagle, but Hollister, and I haven't been in one in 20 years, but they're like very loud.
They are.
Are they still? It's like, I remember being very dark and very loud and, yeah, reeked of cologne so much. I hated working there. But, yeah, hopefully American Eagle, it's like a little, you know, it's not those things. I don't know. You should be excited. You just got the job. But, like, it's okay. It's just, you know. What are you studying in school?
I'm actually studying social media, which is interesting.
They have that in college?
Well, in my school, it's called new media, so it's like content production. You could do like photography, video editing, like video game design, but my focus is social media and video editing.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that seems to me like very... Yeah, I was a communications major for my freshman year for a bit, and it seems to me like it could have gone in that way, especially nowadays. Right on. That's awesome. Well, congratulations on the job.
Thank you.
And you must be pretty good at job interviews. I don't know.
I guess so.
You did it, but yeah. What would you be your solution to stop job interviews? How do we fix this?
Stop minimum wage job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just trust. Let's just try. What if we just trust each other and give people jobs and pay them more? Yeah. Retail service industry. So hard. The other thing about it for me was like the folding of the clothes was so intense. There's like these boards that they would insist that you fold it on these boards. And the managers would insist that it'd be like perfect. And then you would take these shirts that you folded with a specific shirt folding board, essentially like a cutting board that you wrap the shirt around in this very intricate way where there's like, they show you diagrams of how to do it and you train in how to do it. But then they expect you to stack it this is back in the day, you would have to stack them perfectly. And then if there was like a graphic on the shirt, they would want in the stack all the graphics to kind of line up. And then someone would come and secretly shop and secretly judge you on this. Yeah, they have, you're going to have secret shoppers, dude. And they're going to be judging your stacks of shirts and how polite you are. And and they're paying you shit. yeah, and then when I worked at Urban, I remember I was like famous there because I got the literal worst secret shopper score in like the history of the store. But luckily, like the manager like really liked me, and she knew I just was like just wanted to be an actor and was just like, you know, just there because I had to pay rent, you know, and everything else. And didn't really, but I didn't really have a passion for it. But yeah, I must have been working the day the secret shopper came, and I was apparently having a pretty bad day and was not giving the best of customer service. But yeah, I got singled out and gave the store a horrible score.
Oh my God.
So watch out for that. I wonder if you could interview to be a secret shopper. I feel like that, I mean, maybe that's kind of like you're kind of, that's kind of not nice, but I feel like that'd be more, might be fun.
More of my alley to judge people.
To just be like secretly judging people. Kind of like a retail secret agent. That sounds pretty cool. Well, thanks so much for calling. Oh, well, I guess I called you back, but you did call. And thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, you're helping me so much get through this this episode of the podcast because Colleen can't speak, but she's here right here and she's drawn a heart with her finger. She's pointing to her eye and then her heart and then pointing to the phone. We love you. Thanks so much for listening and for calling, and good luck at the new job and with the rest of school. I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon, or I'll see you soon. Hopefully maybe I'll go to New York and I'll see you.
All right. Awesome. Have a good night, guys.
You too. Bye. I could not have gotten through, this episode without your guys' help. I just feel really grateful. And let's say, you know, who else I'm grateful for? Our last sponsor.
Our next sponsor is ZocDoc. You know ZocDoc. I've talked about him before. I've talked about my personal experiences with ZocDoc. ZocDoc has helped me with multiple, medical kind of concerns that I've had where I needed to talk to someone who knew stuff about medical stuff. You know, someone who went to school for 8 years, maybe even longer. I don't know. But I think that process takes a very long time to get, those credentials. And ZocDoc helped me find people that were in my area and that were in my provider network. So say you've been stewing about a health problem that you have, you know, and you resort to texting your group chat or get your friends' opinions. You're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat, guys, but you can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. I know people that just Google, why is this itchy? Why is this bumpy now? Should that be wet? What? There seems to be more hair in that place than I can remember. Did I forget that that was there? Or if you're me, why does that look fuzzy? I don't think that should look that fuzzy. I need to see an optometrist. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them to treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're trying to hold it together, finding great care, it shouldn't take up all your energy because you feel sucky and you feel bad and you want to get the best help you can get and you don't want, like, you know, it's frustrating sometimes to find it. ZocDoc has kind of been this really great solution. And I think, you know, you should try it. Book an appointment within a few taps with their app and start feeling better faster with ZocDoc. You just go to ZocDoc.com/relax and download the ZocDoc app for free to find and book a top real doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com, ZocDoc.com/relax.
Try this voicemail and see what this person says.
Hi, Eric and Colleen. I am in the Midwest for
particularly Ohio, and I think tornadoes need to relax. I have such bad anxiety about tornadoes and heavy weather. I like rainstorms and things like that, but once the sirens go off, I am like in full panic mode. I have four cats that I have to try to corral into the basement, so it's a whole thing. And because it's spring now, I have been getting sirens all the time. So I think that tornadoes need to relax. Love you guys. Bye.
Tornadoes do absolutely need to relax. I can't imagine, like, I guess on the East Coast growing up, you know, we had hurricanes, like rarely, but they happened, and thunderstorms and lightning storms. And then I moved to California and there are earthquakes now, you know, occasionally. And that's always kind of like an underlying like fear, and wildfires, like horrible. But the whole tornado thing, I've never had to experience. I've never like heard the siren in person, and you hear them all the time. And that's your life. That sounds like people are always like, well, don't live in Tornado Alley. But like, what if your family is from there? I don't know. Like I don't think you moved there because you wanted to be in Tornado Alley. But there you are. And it sounds really scary. You're not going to pick up. You could be on Relax the Podcast, man. Maybe she's busy. Maybe she's on the other line.
Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry. I missed your call before. This is Eric from the Relax Podcast. So weird.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm having a hard time recording the episode this week because Colleen can't speak. I don't know if you heard, but she's on strict vocal rest because she has a nodule on one of her vocal cords. So we're doing everything we can to like rest her voice for those shows and for it to get better, hopefully. And so it's kind of causes a problem when trying to record an audio podcast. So do you have a second to talk to me?
I do.
I'm so awkward. I'm sorry. I got a voicemail from you. I'm sorry, Mr. Call, but I got a voicemail and you were talking about tornadoes.
Yeah. So I live in, Northern Kentucky right now, but I'm from Ohio. And so the tri-state is kind of like unpredictable when it comes to weather. And recently there have been like so many tornado warnings and it's been like so stressful for me because it's an anxiety of mine. So that, I think, needs to relax.
It certainly does. Yeah. I mean, we've been watching on the news, like, you know, all these like extreme weather events that happen, but tornadoes in particular are so like, especially with like social media these days, like somebody's already always crazy enough to like film it for way too long before they then like duck into some sort of shelter. And it's just devastating to see what happens. Have you grown up your whole life with tornadoes?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I keep seeing these TikTok lives of people that are watching them, and friends of mine are like storm chasers, and I just don't understand. But yeah, we haven't luckily ever had like an actual tornado hit us, but you mm-hmm. know, like growing up, I would always hear these sirens and things like that, and it's just always been like a stressor of mine. Now that I have four cats, it's like trying to corral them all into a basement to keep them safe is the worst part for me. Like, I'm not even worried about myself. I'm worried about my cat.
Yeah. Well, you sound like a very good cat parent. What are your four cats' names?
Oh my gosh. So we have Trevor.
That's great.
Jack and Ghost.
It's a good variety of names. I love people names for animals. So you get your cats down there. What's the whole, like, so I grew up with like, on the East Coast, we had hurricanes occasionally and like, you know, thunder, lightning storms. I can remember a few of them that were pretty extreme. And then living in California now, there's been a few earthquakes and the constant underlying fear of that, but I've never lived in like tornado country. And I've never had the experience of like, hey, we have a warning system and it is this very loud siren. That sounds to me so, hearing that noise must be so stressful and scary.
And so, for example, we see tornadoes here, but like I watch your guys' videos and you guys have fires.
Oh yeah, wildfires too. Yeah, wildfires too. Yeah, especially, yeah, that's actually really bad. But there's no, again, no sirens for that. So, and I've never even heard that siren like in person in real life. So what do you do when you hear it? You get your four cats and you go to the basement?
Yeah, it's basically you just have to go in a lower level area that has no windows. So like my house doesn't have a basement. So we have to go into like a room. Typically it's like a bathroom where the shower is. And luckily we've never had to actually go that far, but we have heard sirens quite a few times.
Is it like when they build houses where you are, is it like required to have such a room? Is it like in like the code? Because we have like, oh, these like now like things must be fitted with earthquake, you know, whatever, like the beams, yada, yada. Is there like a, you required to have some sort of shelter?
No, but I wish that they really should have that like a standard in all homes, in my opinion. It's not like something that happens every day. We get a lot of like, but we don't actually get a lot of tornadoes. It's kind of a rarity. I would say more things like further to maybe the east get those kind of things. But yeah, it's definitely scary to hear it. Luckily, like I said, I've never had that issue myself where I have to, you know, lock myself up. But we had like tornado drills growing up in school and all kinds of stuff like that too.
Boy, so many drills these kids have now. That's crazy. I know. Well, I hope that you, yeah, that's fascinating. And I hope you stay safe. Are you like in what would be called Tornado Alley?
I don't think so. I really don't know what it, okay. So my boyfriend's shaking his head. No. So no, we are not considered Tornado Alley. I'm like in the tri-state between Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky.
Okay. Do you love it?
Do I love it?
Yeah. I've never lived there. Is it great?
It's honestly not like one of the most eventful, but Cincinnati is actually a really cool place. They have a lot of fun stuff to do there. You know, where I'm at now in Kentucky, it's not really like the most eventful place, but Cincinnati is actually pretty jumping.
That's awesome. Go check out Cincinnati, everybody. What show are you going to of Colleen?
It will be the Cincinnati one. It's in, I don't remember the date, but it's in May.
Do you have like VIP tickets?
I don't know.
Do you want some?
Just regular. Do I want some?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'll get you VIP tickets, like a VIP upgrade or whatever, so you can say, I don't know that I'll be there at that one, probably not, but like so that you can say hi to Colleen and get a picture and do the Q&A and stuff if you want.
I would absolutely love that. I've been watching her for years and years and years, like before you guys have had any of your kids, and I've watched them all grow up, and it's just so awesome to see how great of a mom she is.
She is.
I watched your guys' love story and everything, and it just, that would be so cool.
Okay, well, after this phone call, just text me information and I'll figure out a way to make that happen for that show. And thank you so much for helping me today, because I don't know what I would do if I didn't have amazing, awesome people like you to talk to get me through this episode. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for calling me back. I feel the same way. I love both of you guys, all of your cats, all of your kids. Continue to watch, and I'll see you in Cincinnati.
Okay. Yay. We'll see you there and stay safe and send me that text. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
You know, thanks so much guys for, like genuinely helping me and Colleen, who's here, but she can't, speak. I'm so grateful and just in awe about how lovely people that are, fans of my amazing, amazing wife, can be. And I think it's so great to like actually get to talk to people and hear about their lives and relate to them and them to inspire memories, and emotions and things. Like I really did have to stack those t-shirts, man, for like 8-hour shifts and get paid almost nothing with no benefits. Because people needed those shirts and someone had to do the jobs. They needed those shirts that they bought. They could never wash the smell of that cologne out of, I'm sure. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for helping me this week. Colleen is nodding in agreement. She's saying, yes, thank you. And we love you. And, you know, hopefully she heals up here pretty quickly because what am I supposed to do? I don't do what she does. I'm not cool like that. I'm just a D-list actor is what I read in one review of this podcast. That didn't like it that much. Just the D-list. I think that's pretty good to make it to the D-list. I don't know how they got to, how that is alphabetized and how whatever I've done with my career would put me in that category. Because for just a kid from the woods to be acted on TV shows and meet this amazing person that I now have kids with, I feel like that was pretty successful. But according to that reviewer, D-list gets, I would get a D. It's not failing. I guess I didn't completely fail, but it's just a D. And thank you for listening and taking the time to write that review. And it upset me for about 5 minutes. Now I'm over it. Back, and we'll be back next week, I think. Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones, so you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.